This is JIS News. Coming up, Health Minister to introduce National Health Information System, Montego Bay Free Zone to house BPO incubator, and Self-Start Fund positioning itself to respond to demands of micro, small and medium enterprise sector. The news in detail after the break. Stay with us.
The next time you enjoy a sumptuous meal of fish, conch, lobster, shrimp, or other seafood, make sure you thank Mother Nature for our wetlands and our fishers for the work they do. Did you know wetlands like mangrove forests, marshlands, seagrass beds, rivers, and coral reefs are sanctuaries for young fish, protecting them from harm? Did you know wetlands are also valuable natural resources that provide a source of employment for many Jamaicans through the fishing industry? What can you do? Save our wetlands, save our fisheries, safeguard our future.
Now the news. Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller has reiterated the government's commitment to establishing a comprehensive National Health Information System, NHIS, as part of plans to modernize the sector. Mrs. Simpson-Miller says the NHIS is being treated as a priority as the paper-based medical records retrieval system has reached its limit and poses risks to the safety and best interests of patients. The NHIS will address a range of issues to improve service delivery in the sector.
This involves disease surveillance, introduction of electronic medical records, and an updated lab information system.
The Prime Minister was speaking at the groundbreaking ceremony for the renovation of the Hagley Park Health Center in Kingston on Friday. Among other things, the NHIS will seek to expand the effective use of information technology to improve the quality, availability, and continuity of healthcare, and to improve the quality and timeliness of health information for decision making. Health Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson says renewed focus will be placed on addressing mental health during the next fiscal year. He says the issue of mental health requires a comprehensive and united approach within the public health service. The minister adds that contribution is needed from every segment of society for interventions to work.
I expect that this year's budget for my ministry will be considerably more favorable than past years, and so we'll be able to address some of the gaps that exist in every area, including mental health.
Dr. Ferguson was speaking at the opening ceremony for a scientific conference at the Mona Visitors Lodge in Kingston recently. The World Health Organization estimates that 14% of the global burden of disease is attributable to mental health conditions. A 200-seat business processing outsourcing BPO incubator is to be opened in the Montego Bay Free Zone in March. This following the signing of a joint agreement between the Inter-American Development Bank, the IDB, and Compete Caribbean Program to fund a BPO cluster initiative project. The BPO incubator is expected to spur further growth within the industry.
The Free Zone has already identified the first client and is in discussion with two other interested companies. So we see the growth of this industry is very rapid and can ramp up very quickly to provide more jobs for us here in Western Jamaica.
Junior Industry, Investment and Commerce Minister Sharon Folks Abraham says the Montego Bay Free Zone has an unfilled demand for 75,000 square feet of space as of October 2014. The Free Zone operates 35 entities and provides employment to some 14,500 persons. Minister Folks Abraham says the Board of Directors has approved the conversion of a factory to create 66,000 square feet of additional space for the growing BPO industry. The Self-Start Fund, SSF, is currently on a mission to rebrand and reposition itself in order to respond to the demands of the micro, small and medium enterprise sector while maximizing its product offering. Speaking with JIS News, General Manager of the SSF, Sesvin Hamilton, says an integral part of the rebranding exercise will be a stronger collaboration with the Jamaica Business Development Corporation, JBDC, and the Micro Investment Development Agency Limited, MIDA. The collaboration is aimed at strengthening its business support service and risk management and collection.
MIDA's main purpose in this merger would be to identify and provide funding in the form of venture capital, angel financing, and for those who are very deserving, maybe some form of grant funding.
Mr. Hamilton says the SSF, with the assistance of JBDC, is looking to engage its clients in training to ensure they are able to sustain their business and ensure longevity. That was the JIS News. I'm Arroyo Eubanks.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.